Blog Talk Radio.
Listen up. Yeah. Hey, yo, it's deeper than rap. Let me just bond with y'all for a minute. Look, I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping the magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. Real nigga since day one. I ain't never had to play one. Stay down, ain't never fold. It's a lot at stake, but I'm A1. Name good in the streets too. Resume on point like a Ginsu. It ain't much I ain't been through. If you was me, you would've been through, yeah. Yeah. You see the pain, you see the pain in my eyes. Barely can sleep and mama been drinking since my brother died. Not yet. Hey, shit I've been through wasn't supposed to survive. But not only alive, was able to thrive. I'm one of them guys. And I can't fuck with you niggas, cause you niggas fake.
You niggas fake, you niggas fake.
Talk shit when I'm gone, but smile in my face.
Yeah,
I know. Don't play with me, I will not give you a break. I pull your card, get your shit cracked like it was a chase. All that tough shit, I ain't with that, that's goofy. You get knocked off, you keep running around with them fake G's, it's Gucci. And yeah, I heard through the grapevine, little nigga wanna take mine. Stump him out in these right phones, make it look like a hate crime. Beat a nigga like a baseline, 40 cal on my waistline. Catch him flipping while he on the block, and boom on him from the baseline. Always had a 9-to-5, still move work cross state line. I ain't need to have an iPhone, if I got caught, I would FaceTime. Young nigga, chasing dreams. Send me with me, Prince Hakeem. Ain't nothing sweet like a diabetic. If I go today, I would die a legend. Facts, I'm going hard in this bitch. Erection. Me lose, cut it out. C-section, yeah. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing. I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time. That took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic. I'm Penny Hardaway. Hardaway. Young Penny Hardaway. I ain't asking that nigga for nothing, I took the heart away. G died and Mo doing time, that took my heart away. In the booth, I be whipping up magic, I'm Penny Hardaway. I am the one, yo Penny Hardaway.
Over. Listen, you let the world
war with a real soldier, with a mission to complete this not over.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
I just wanna rise with my kings. I just wanna move with my soldiers. I just wanna shine with my kings like.
Divided we fall, united we stand. Never switch up, standing in the plan. It don't matter how we start, on our feet we land. I'm your brother, you my brother, we look out for each other. From a king to a king.
If a nigga try to take it, then I annihilate him. I leave the spot between you two is vacant. Ribs cracking, other parts breaking. And your girl said that the spot ain't taken. So I got your girl coming on cute like Young's annihilate them. That's some love in basketball. I know you didn't ask at all. But right when they think I'm going hit, I just pass the raw. Just a flick of the wrist. I'm the MVP, plus I lead an assist. And when they speak about the best, my name come out they mouth. But haters on the block give them reason to doubt. But before they get to believing in the reason come out, I'll show you I'm the best without a reasonable doubt. Trey.
Flex up for the city, bitch. I got bars. I'm going straight in. No hope bar. If you were scared, motherfucker, go to church. If you were litty, motherfucker, go to church. Make it hurt. Flex up for the city, bitch. Go to church. If you were litty, motherfucker, go to church. Make it hurt.
What is going on, y'all? How y'all feeling? It's your favorite host with the Butter Toast Radio Round. I'm back. Usually I do a show on a Tuesday, but it's a Wednesday. You know, sometimes it'd be a quick little break after a quick show. But today, I'm ranting today. There's a bunch of shit that I just want to rant about. And there's going to be a lot of shit that I'm going to go off on, you know, to talk about on tonight's show. The first things first, dear white people, why in the fuck do y'all not season your fucking food? What is wrong with y'all? Like, seriously, a sprinkle of salt, a dash of pepper, a dash, that is not seasoning. Y'all chicken be white as fuck, okay? And when y'all make macaroni and cheese, why is it so wet? I don't understand. What is wrong with y'all? And everything has to be a casserole. Why? What is wrong with you white people? Y'all cannot cook. And, like, I can't even say some. I can literally sit here and say 95% of y'all outside of Martha Stewart, you know what I'm saying, shit like that, outside of Martha, y'all cannot. What is wrong with y'all? I don't get it. Y'all can't season shit. You don't put sugar in shit that you're supposed to, like Kool-Aid. Y'all would literally drink flavored water, no sugar. What is wrong with y'all? Y'all are sick, okay? I wanted to start my rant with white people. Y'all be tripping. Staying on the subject of white people, dear white people, when we're walking past you, white women in particular. When there's a black guy or a black couple or two black guys, three black guys, whatever the case, why do you have to clutch your purse so fucking hard? If we wanted to rob you, we'd rob your ass already, okay? We don't want to rob you. We're not all the fucking same, okay? Next to that, when you're at a club, say it's a group of white people and there's a couple of black people and you're at a club or a lounge and a song comes on, the word nigga is in the, you know, song, why in the fuck do you have to stop and look at black people for validation as if we're not going to slap the shit out of you, okay? We don't care about the word, but at the end of the day, if you say it, we're still going to slap the shit out of you. But why would you look for validation as if we're going to be like, yeah, go ahead and say it. No, we're not going to let you slide. There's no way in nigga that we're going to let you slide and say anything with the word nigga. The moment you go in, slap the shit out of you. Next to that, why do white people feel like if they have black friends and they've been cool with black friends for so long, don't matter how long, that you feel like you're entitled to the word nigga, like you can say like everything cool and shit? No, 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 no. I'm not going to say no names, but I had a coworker of mine before was like, hey, bro, I had listened to the original version of Jesus Walks, and, like, I was working out, and, like, why did he just have to keep repeating the word nigga? And I just looked at him like, what? And then he said it three more times, like, bro, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, by right, I should slap the shit out of you right now. But why do white people feel, because they cool as hell with black people, that they can just sit there and be like, yep, today's going to be the day that I can say it. No. No. Not at all, buddy. At all. And that's just the start of my rant. I'm going to play a couple of tracks, and I'm going to go to some more rants that I've seen. Just the course of today, the course of Facebook, the course of social media is ridiculous. You feel me? So most definitely about to, it's going to be one. All right, it's up in the air tonight. I'm gonna play Feet Money Sneaky Link, Chicago's very own. It's your boy Radio Rail here on OG Radio.
Damn.
Radio Rail Wednesday.
Go. Go. Smutty. Go. Baby, you can be my mamacita, but OG, you can't meet her. I leave bruises on that pussy, she like the way that I beat her. She ain't never got on clothes when I come and see her. And her nigga always catch me with her, but he never leave her. Stupid ass nigga, I'm like a thief up in the night. I fuck your hoe, I fuck your wife. Baby, you can be my sneaky link, but I just want one night. I fuck her good, that pussy tight, I might just buy that bitch some money. That pussy good, we taking flight, she gon' ride me like a bike. Kawasaki, pussy niggas wanna copy, got a bad Asian bitch. Eating sushi, drinking sake. Shorty got them lips like China, and I love the way she taught me. She got some lips like China, man, I love the way she.
Girl, you know I got plenty hoes.
I'm tryna fuck up on some twins. My bitch never bring her friends around, cause I fuck all her friends. Sneaky nigga, baby girl, I ain't tryna be your man. Tryna post me on the gram. Pussy, you can have your bitch back, cause I don't really wanna. She want me to beat the pussy up and choke her like a owner. Freaky bitches from out west, I'ma bring them out south. Freak bitches, bring them out south.
Pretty sneaky lane, girl, you can be my sneaky lane over east. My sneaky lane, girl, you can be my sneaky
lane,
girl, we can sneak.
My sneaky lane. Hey,
let's go.
Hey, you can be my sneaky lane. Baby, you can be my sneaky lane. Go. Baby, you can be my sneaky lane.
Fool but lazy, she tryna shack up while I got my old lady.
She crazy.
Only fans money ain't coming in. Now she pregnant by a D best friend. Why you on the road with me? You only bout the cash and you leave me by my lonely. Disappear like Andy Kaufman, I realize you phony. Gotta get away from it, we ain't Adam
and Eve. You so crazy, why you can't get your own? Waiting on it to come take you home. You wrong, you think you gonna ride with me. Sing your kind, baby girl, you not gonna live off me.
You so crazy,
why you can't get your own? Waiting on it to come take you home. You wrong, you think you gonna ride with me. Sing your kind, baby girl, you not gon' live off me. What's wrong? We're getting money like a boss. Being your own woman is something that you floss, but you lost. You stuck on what your friends say when a man ain't happy to this day. But you say it's complicated. You know these niggas ain't shit. You know his mama hate me. You know he never see his kids. And you say that she has all the advice to give. But be real, you really think you're gonna be my main? You really think you're gonna live off my name? But you fell in love with the fame. No matter what your last name, never
don't jump on, girl. The ship has sailed. You wanna be a gonna earn your nails. She wanna Birkin Chanel, hair down to her tail. Where will she go if the jeans fail? So I'm like, girl, you know nobody do it better. I'ma text you later or whatever. Cream team cold, I'ma need a sweater. Hopefully this doesn't cause another vendetta. Cream.
Why you can't get your own? Waiting on to come take you home, you're wrong. You think you're gonna ride with me? I swing your kind, baby girl, you're not gonna live on this time.
Welcome back, y'all, to OG Radio, the Radio Rails Rant. I have a caller. What's going on? What's going on?
I just
want to
know. I just want to know who really finna send you back to Facebook jail, bro. So I don't think it's worth it. I really don't think it's worth it, man.
It was a lot of stuff I was feeling. I'm like, man, you know, I want to go on a rant, but you know what? I'll do a show because, man, it ain't worth going to, you know, Facebook jail no more.
I feel you. And I'm listening, and I'm like, he's finna go back to Facebook jail. He like it. He like, you about to pull a hole? I'm going back to jail. And I'm sitting there like, what's going on? I'm like, all right, man, let me see what's going on for real. Because I saw the title. I was like, you know where he going back to? You know where he going back to?
Yeah, I couldn't.
So, look.
I couldn't. I don't know.
America, Chicago, I don't know who messed with my host. But, man, y'all need to chill. I'm telling you, I don't need him in Facebook jail. Because they're definitely not going to let me bail him out on time. They're not going to let me bail him out on time, all right? I need y'all to chill. And I know it's been some stuff. And I know it's some stuff that's been pissing your department, pissing me off too. Like, I've been trying to keep my feet right, man. But, like, at the end of the day, man, like, y'all already know what it is. It's his show. He can do what he wants to. You know, I'm just here to, you know, be me. But at the same time, I'm going to let him be him. So y'all know, already know what they mean. So whatever he ranting about, I'm pretty sure he has a good enough reason to rant about it. Because I heard most
always.
Of it, and I laughed a little bit, because you know what? Your rant wasn't wrong, because what you was ranting about, like the people who can't cook, black people that can't cook, that's not like a rant. That's just you just stating a lot of facts, because all of those things are
pretty
facts.
Much.
Like, they don't use sugar a lot. I mean, and with that being said, it's not a bad thing. It's just that's who they are. So we can't be mad at some people for that's who they are. You know what I'm saying? They just got to understand when you cooking for certain people, you got to understand who you cooking for. So you can't go
most
in there with high expectations, knowing you going into somebody's house who don't eat like you do. So, you know, when people want to feed you, like prime example, if you work at a job where y'all got a potluck, you know you ain't finna eat, if Amber says she brings some coleslaw or potato salad, you ain't finna eat that.
Oh,
the 9 out of 10, Amber or Mandy to put raisins in both of them joints. So you know you ain't supposed to eat that. Ain't no knock on her. It's just Amber and Mandy, they cook for who they cook for. They ain't thinking about who at the job. They thinking about what they like.
Right.
So at the end of the day, you going to a potluck, it's a whole bunch of things on the menu you not going to eat. And for everybody that work at a job that do potlucks, yo, rule number one, if you got some black employees and you're not of the black descent or the melanin descent, you might as well just off GP ask us about seasoning, because that's what we're going to want. If we don't taste no seasoning, we know who made it. And we ain't knocking y'all. We just saying that's who y'all cook for. Y'all cook for the people who y'all feed 95% of the day. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no thing with us. We understand that. And I think for all you people who listen to our music and feel like it's okay to say certain words because y'all hear certain people get away with it on the low. Like, Fat Joe got away with it for a while, but he felt like he was black. He didn't think he was of Latino descent or Dominican descent. Pitbull was saying the word before he became Mr. 305, Mr. Worldwide. Y'all don't know Damn It Man Pitbull. Y'all don't know who that is. Because Damn It Man Pitbull was saying the N-word like it was free lunch. I think, I'm not going to 100% say it, but I think Eminem slipped up a couple times on a couple tracks. I'm not 100% sure. I'm not even going to throw Eminem under the bus like that. But the way y'all give Eminem hood passes, he probably can't get away with saying this shit. And y'all would not say nothing. Cause, oh, that's M. That's music. It's like, nah, bro. I don't know for a fact if he's ever slipped up, but I've never heard none of that in his verses or none of his lyrics. So I'm not going to say he slipped up and said the N-word. But my thing is, a lot of people give Eminem hood passes or what we like to say, invites to the barbecue. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But for people of non-rap culture, y'all just don't, when y'all hit up songs and y'all want to be ultra geeked up, if you got to look back at me to see if you can say it, in your mind, you just start running because that automatically let me know what you were thinking about before you even said it. So it's like you already told on yourself. You already let me know that you probably said that word. Prime example, white chicks. I know the movie funny to y'all, but on the real, Marlon and Shine did a joke in that movie that one of a lot of people hear that actually happens in that scenario in real life. When they was in the car riding around and they was playing the 50 Cent joint and they was saying, you know, Marlon and Shine, they black, but they got white faces on. And they brain, like, we still black. They ain't thinking like, oh, we still undercover as these two white girls. And they said the word. And they was like, oh, you can't say that. They freaking out. The other chicks in the car freaking out. Like, and then Marlon and them was like, you can say it as long as they're not around. And I guarantee y'all, it's a 95% chance that there's a lot of people of non-melanin descent. I'm trying to be as politically correct as I can right now because of all the action that's going on in the world. But like I said, I know that happens 95% of the time. Like, I know that y'all saying that when y'all sing these songs. And another situation with that is, I don't know if you guys watched that new spin or that new Bel-Air show that came out, I think, a year ago or something like that. And there was a scene in one of them episodes of Bel-Air, the newer version of Fresh Prince, you know what I'm saying? Whatever you want to call it. But it was a scene in there where Carlton was hanging out with his guys, his lacrosse buddies, and they were saying the N-word. Will heard it. Will went off, and they kind of like, nah, bro, you can't be hitting no kind of like that. He like, nah, bro, he can't say that. And Carlton was like, man, you know, he don't mean it that way. And Will was like, I don't care how he mean it. He can't say that. He don't get to depict when he can say that. He can't never say that. And to your point of what you were saying, because that just don't retain to just rap music. I know a lot of people who say they got white friends who feel like if they cool enough with their black friend, they can say it. It's like, nah, bro, you can't. And that's a lot of people like, oh, well, that's a double standard. But no, it's not a double standard. We can say it because we can say it. Because we know what we mean about saying it. But when y'all say it, we already know what y'all mean in y'all hearts and y'all minds when y'all say that. So my thing is, we're going to keep the same energy as everybody else keeping with us. Because the way they treat Kyrie right now is a whole bunch of BS. But I ain't going to go too deep into that because I don't want to do that. But at the end of the day, it's a lot that goes on between that. But like I said, just on that N-word situation, I know it's a lot of people who feel like if they got enough black friends. But my thing is, if you can count how many black friends you got on your hands or both of your hands, I'm going to leave that there, but you know what that is. But, yeah, the whole situation, you just can't feel like you can say that when you want to. I'm just I don't care if you got friends who you think you've been cool with for 10 plus years. You should have enough respect to know you can't say that if he, you really got a, you know what I'm saying, a friend that's a, you know, if you got a black friend and you white, you should, if you really care about that person, you already know that you don't want to get, you don't want to be in that situation. So just leave it alone. So.
Exactly. I agree 100%. You cannot say that shit. Hell, it ain't cool on no level.
It ain't. But some people, you know, some people let, you know, their friends get away with it. I just feel like, nah, if they got enough respect for me, they not even going to think to ask me that. They already going to know how I feel about this. They ain't even going to cross that line.
Right.
So for, the real question is, for the, you know, some African-American people that got the white friends that feel like they comfortable to saying it, what type of behavior are you showing to let them know that they have a comfort, that you got a comfort level to where that's cool and they ain't going to get no backlash from it. So it's,
right.
That's a touchy subject, but it's a real one. It's like what's going on in the world with everything else. That's still an issue. Like I said, with the Kyrie situation, which I'm going to get in depth on talking about that on Friday when I'm on the air, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we can go all day on that Kyrie situation. And I'm going to definitely dive into that on Friday, but we're not going to dive into it right now. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
I know you real getting ready to drop a EP soon. You know what I'm saying? I just want to know how to, you know, I know you said you was going to, you know, break down the whole concept of the concept of the single or whatever like that. So I don't know if you're ready to do that sooner or later. But I'm definitely intrigued to hear about that.
Oh, yeah. I'm Thanksgiving next week?
Yeah, it definitely is.
So, yeah, I'm definitely Monday. Next Monday, I'm a reveal why I came up with this single. But it's pretty dope.
Right. But yeah, I might do it that weekend, that Friday. But
okay.
I'll be on a road trip, a hard one. I'll be going to Mississippi for Thanksgiving, so I'm driving
right.
Because tickets to fly are like a arm, two legs, and your firstborn to fly. So yeah,
right.
But. But it's not. But it's not the airline's fault. It's my fault because if you plan on going anywhere around the holidays, you got to buy your tickets 3 to 5 months ahead of time. So I've learned that,
right.
And I learned my lessons. But you know, when you taking a road trip and you ain't got to rush, you know, you kind of check out the scenery, you know, stuff like that. So I'm expanding. As I was gonna say, I'm expanding my road trip hours. I've been driving to Tennessee the last couple of years. It's like a 6-hour drive, so I went from doing 3 hours road trips to I got to be at my destination. Now I expanded to about 6, so you know I'm getting better in life. You know you got to grow, and I feel like I've grown
right.
in my road trip hours. So I think this Mississippi trip is like 9 hours or something like that. I'm just gonna need a lot of prayer. That's all I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna need a lot of prayer. Because this is gonna be a couple extra hours, so.
But
yeah, I'll be definitely tuned in all week to OG Radio, man. We'll still be, if not putting reruns out, we'll still be in communication, still dropping information, still doing a lot of stuff, man. And I don't know if it's a lot of people, but I got a lot of stuff that I'm gonna talk about on Friday. I'm gonna get some clearance to speak on some information to make sure it's okay for me to speak on it. I'm going to have a couple of people call in because some topics that not topics, but some information that y'all got to get. If you are an actor, actress, you work behind the scenes, wherever you work at, if y'all ain't seen it, y'all going to have to look at it. But one of my friends, Miss Breezy, AKA Stacy, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to her. She got a couple of movies that's on Tubi right now. And I'm going to try to set up an interview with her. I don't know if it's going to, you know how times are, you know, try to work that time situation out. But if you're
right.
an actor, actress, or, you know, trying to be in television and in movie you know, it seems I got some great information for y'all, some great news, some great ways for y'all to find out how to get to these casting calls easier. But I'm going to talk about that on Friday, though, so I'm not going to, you know, just spill too much. Also, I'm definitely going to have some new music coming out on Friday. I want y'all to tune in for that, too, so y'all be on the lookout for that. Yeah, we just going to – we got some stuff to go through, man. But Thursday, definitely make sure y'all tune in to the Binge and Review with Lady E. You know what I'm saying? And y'all already know Poetic Highs on Thursday. Y'all on tomorrow, right?
From my knowledge, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, y'all make sure y'all tune in for that. Like I said, man, we got a whole bunch going on. Like I said, still shout out to my sponsors, The Parlay. Appreciate y'all. Continually get support. Definitely glad we need that. I think I got another sponsor coming in real soon. I think I can let it out the box on Friday. I'm not 100% sure, but I have some more information for y'all like that on Friday. But yeah, man, that's what all I got. You know, I just want y'all to make sure y'all keep my boy real out of Facebook jail, man, because I know when he in jail. Because I know when he in jail. Because I get the message. I ain't his PO. I ain't his attorney. It's just I know when he in Facebook jail. That's all y'all need to know. So keep my mans out of Facebook jail. Yeah, man, just keep him out of Facebook jail, man, because I know it's a lot of stuff that's been going on in the news that I'm just gathering information from before I start just, like, telling people what's been going on. I don't know, something. Some chick went to Cabo or Mexico with her friend, and she wound up, I don't know if it's an actual fact, but from what I've been seeing on social media, that they said that she died from alcohol poisoning, but the autopsy said she died from a broken vertebrae and something and brain damage. So that means either somebody beat her up or something happened to her. But it's just kind of weird that it's a video floating that shows her getting into it with one of her friends and her getting beat up real bad, and then next you know, you look up the next day and she no longer with her. So it's like, I don't know the full detail of that, but from what I'm seeing, that's dangerous as hell. And like
right.
I said,
exactly.
You know, that's crazy. And it's like that hurts that you could go on a vacay with your so-called friend and you the one that don't come back. Then there's videos of them beating you up. So it's like you know, my condolences go out to the family of Ms. Robinson. I've seen a lot of interviews and stuff they're showing about her mom, and for her mom to just be that calm about, like, she wasn't, like, breaking down or nothing like that, like, oh, losing. It was like she was hurt, but you could tell that she was focused on getting justice for her daughter. So it was like to be a strong black woman to be able to navigate through that, man, that's I hate that anybody got to go through that. But the fact that she's showing that much strength is just amazing. But that's just sad as everything else going on in the world. And I'm pretty sure everybody heard about what happened in Virginia. Like I said, I was texting a couple of my friends that are, like, scouts that, like, you know what I'm saying, scouts for colleges, and, you know, they were shook up. They was talking to their players. Even high school coaches are, you know, talking to their players, you know, just trying to check the temperature in the room. I know Deion has had his football team on, like, lockdown when they go to other states, because I think Jackson State had played – was getting ready to play the night after Takeoff got killed in Atlanta. He made all of them stay in the, like, stay at the hotel. You can't go nowhere. You're on lockdown. And a lot of people was talking to Deion, like, why would you do that? For me, I love everything Deion has done for Jackson State. And I love everything that he tries to prevent his kids from getting involved in. Like, he's literally like, your parents trusted me, and I'm going to act like your parents. And that is exactly what a coach is supposed to do, whether it's a Pop Warner coach, whether it's a high school coach, whether it's a college coach, even these professionals. Some of these professional coaches got to be like that sometimes. Like, hey, look, I want to keep y'all safe, not because of the organization, because y'all human beings and y'all got families. So it's unfortunate what happened at Virginia. It very is. It's crazy. Like, that's something unimaginable. But the fact that these coaches, they are really taking extra precaution of trying to keep their kids safe because they understand in a way of what's going on in the world today. So, man, it's crazy. And I know guys that who coach high school football. I know guys who coach college football. Like, I ain't talking about, like, no D3. I'm talking about major Division I guys, whether they, like, the strength and conditioning coaches or, like, they assistant coaches. And I've been getting text messages and emails, and they've been giving me information about, like, how to talk to my kids, how to talk to the parents, just to, you know, keep everybody in the loop. And just for me to have that information from a higher-up collegiate, like, coaches that's giving me the information they're getting from higher-ups, I can funnel to these parents so they know how to talk to their kids when situations like this happen. And it's just crazy that we got to have these conversations with our kids as early as 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's a sad time, but I'd rather give the kids the information and their parents rather than having them walking out here blind. It's just, you know what I'm saying? Just something how I feel, you know what I'm saying? And I'm
right.
Probably sure a lot of people agree with that.
Right. Yeah, I agree. It's a shame we gotta do it so, you know, at a young age, but it's needed.
Yeah. It definitely will is. I mean, when me coming up, all the stuff these kids got to deal with, we never even thought about dealing with that at their age. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I think about my nieces, nephews, god kids, like, this is their generation. It's like, I know we went through some shit, but they went through everybody went through the pandemic and the quarantine and, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of stuff, but a lot of stuff that they see as a daily and they numb to, it's like, they shouldn't be, you know what I'm saying? It's just, it's terrible, to be honest. I can't even lie to you. It's just real terrible. But like I said, it's
right.
It's the way of the world. And I'm still tripping on the fact that, I'm going to say this one more time, and I'm going to say it on my air. I'm probably going to repeat it Friday. If you have not played anything past college, if you've never played college football, you've never started on your high school football team, do not come up to me and ask me, or do not send me an email or anything asking about football, because you will not know what I'm talking about when I explain certain things to you. Because if
right.
I run into one more Bears fan who asks me a question, and when I tell them, and everybody know I said this at the beginning of the year, I said if the Bears would go 500 or 7-9, I would not be mad at this team. This is before we made all them trades. But now that we made all them defensive trades, I know we're starting over. If we can get to 7 wins, I'm good with this season. And people was like really hitting me up like, bro, you're not a real Bears fan, bro. You were downer. Like, you were disrespecting the team. I said, have you played high school football and did you start? If your first answer is no, you don't understand where I'm coming from. Have you coached football, bro?
Right.
No, you won't understand where I'm coming from. So for me as a fan,
right.
I watch every Bears game, and I hope that they win. I really do pull for them. But certain teams, I just know they ain't ready for. Like, defensively,
right.
Certain teams that we're going to run up against, we don't have the talent. So I'm not going to sit here and hype myself up and think we got a chance. Now, I'm going to watch the game from start to finish, knowing that on any given Sunday, a team could beat whoever. But for them to be contenders, we still a year and a half, 2 years away. Defensively, we 3 years
exactly.
Now. We gave away, you know what I'm saying, most of our players, starting with Khalil Mack in the summer, and then Robert Quinn, and then Roquan. But I'm going to say this for you people who don't understand sports. I'm not ranting. I'm giving out daily information that y'all need to survive in this sports world of Chicago. When the Bears let go all them defensive guys, Robert Quinn, they just looked at him as a liability. They said, let's get some picks for him because he can help us.
Right.
And they targeted a team that was going to go to the Super Bowl because they trying to win now So they're going to give up their first round pick because they don't care. They're like, oh, yeah, we give up for Robert Quinn. Oh, yeah, with us, he going to do some damage because he ain't getting double teamed. The reason why they shipped out Roquan, because they didn't want to pay him. That's as simple as that. They did not want to pay him. So they sent it to a team who said, you know what, we'll pay this half of the salary, and you pay the rest, and when it comes to back to contract time, we'll deal with that. Because he's at the end of his contract after this year. So the Bears don't care about paying that little money. All they care about is getting draft picks. So for all you fans who listen to all these sports talk shows, just listen to OG Radio because we got y'all. I'm telling you right now, we ain't just people who just talk sports and ain't never touched the field. We got college football experience. You know what I'm saying? We know what we're talking about when it comes to sports. So I'm giving y'all the information.
On top of that, look at what we got for the upcoming 2023 season. We got $100 million plus a bunch of shit load of draft picks. So if you think the Bears ain't up on defense, you crazy.
Right. Right. And then, like I said, in the NFL draft, I feel like you can draft. You already got a number one receiver. And that now moves Moody into the number two slot. And if you just get some good veterans in that receiving core, you're good. But your running backs is okay. Your running backs are okay. Your tight end is okay. Offensively, you are ready to win. Defensively, we start from scratch. So, I think it was 57, Sam Byrne, or whatever his name is.
Right.
He's been playing decent. And that's what you want to do. You want to see if you got something on your roster that you ain't got to go pay for. So what the Bears is hoping is that some of these players that cost less going to give them more value, got more value, and can play at a higher level or play bigger than what they're getting paid. Which has been the MO for the Bears for the last umpteen years. They always find some guy who plays bigger than his contract, and they can do him kind of, you know what I'm saying? They're going to get a lot of production for a cheaper price. So if you can do that, then of course you're going, you know what I'm saying? Of course you're going, you know, do what they do. But I feel like the Bears really want to, I think this owner really wants to be like, we want to be known for offense, and our defense could just be okay. I think I can put anybody in this defense, and he's going to be okay. So, and you got only thing I know about this head coach is that he's from Indianapolis, and when he was in Indianapolis, they had a top seven defense. So, yeah, we'll see about that, but it is what it is, man, and we'll see. So we'll really see.
Yeah, I think next year or the year after, we're going to be up there. We'll be right where we need. Because Justin Fields, he has arrived. He has emerged. I got him on my fantasy. And he's been killing past three games.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely going to stop playing him.
40, you know, he's been in the 40-point range the past three games. So, you know, we kind of – offensively, we got it, and you know, we can make some adjustments. But yeah, that defense, I don't care what anybody say, Eddie Jackson got to go. He's done. He had his little reign with the Bears. He got to go.
Who got to go?
Eddie Jackson, he got to go. Jackie Jackson could go. He can't.
To be honest, I would hold on to Eddie Jackson. Want to know why I would hold on to Eddie Jackson? Because a lot of this ain't completely his fault. I feel like he's played a little bit better than last year. Because I'm not even going to lie to y'all. If y'all know me, y'all know that I sent out I'm not saying he read it. I'm not saying I changed it. But I literally tagged him in the post. And I was like, yo, this ain't what Alabama players do. Like, I ain't even an Alabama fan, but I'm like, you can't go from this to this. Like, something up. And then, like I said, came out that he had went through a lot of shit for, like, that year and a half he was going through. And I didn't know.
Right.
And don't nobody know what people go through, you know what I'm saying, like, personally. And when I saw him make that post, I definitely tagged him in that post and sent my condolences and all that other good stuff. And I know some people are like, oh, how you going to renege? And they're like, bro, sometimes I ain't saying you got to apologize, but sometimes you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to see the other side of the fence. So for me, I feel like Eddie Jackson is mentally ready to have a amazing season next year too. Because this year he was still doing good, but it was like, you could see he still have his moments where that situation was on his head about, you know, losing loved ones, losing the kid, you know what I'm saying, pandemic, like, crazy shit. Like, he went through some crazy shit. But the fact that he still, you know, managed to, you know, maneuver through it and try to come out on top, so can't get too mad. But I would keep Eddie Jackson because you want somebody on that back end to teach them two young guys. And I feel like he's like Jalen Johnson and the what's the corner on the other side, I think Brisker or whatever his name is. I know he's a rookie.
Yeah, Brisker.
No, not
yeah.
Brisker. What's
yeah,
the
he,
Brisker
no,
does the safety. Yeah, so he could teach Brisker
the corner,
and then
he's been
the corner thing. From Washington. I forgot it, Vildor or whatever his name is from Washington.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I just feel like that little back end, they have the size and they have the grit to be good corners, to be solid corners in the league. So, yeah, keep that front. Now, what you can do with your linebacker core and your defensive linebacker, you need to go to this Senior Bowl. Just go to this Senior Bowl
because
you got draft picks. You got draft picks. Go to this Senior Bowl and look at these defensive linemen and these linebackers. Preferably, go get you a linebacker from Alabama or Georgia. I'm just saying. They be solid players. You need some solid guys in Alabama, Georgia. Just look at all the type of defenses. Like, go to the Big Ten. Find you some big defense. Go to SEC and the Big Ten and find you some big boys, linemen, D linemen, because that's where all the meat is. No homo. Pause.
Right.
But that's where all the big guys are in the SEC. So, like I said, when you're looking for defensive linemen, I'm not saying these other conferences don't have them, but I'm saying the guys who be most NFL ready be from the Big Ten or the SEC when you're looking at defense. The Big Ten, too. Big Ten, SEC. And you got some in the ACC. I ain't going to say they got some in the ACC. Now, if you're looking for, like, receiver skill players and running backs, you're going to go to the Big Ten for some running backs. Or, you know, each conference got – and it is some good running backs coming out this year. And some defensive tackles. Texas got a couple of them. And Alabama got some couple of them. Florida got a couple of them. I'm talking about, like, big bodies that can clog up the defensive line. Texas got two. Florida got two. And, you know, I could do this all night. But, yeah, man, if I was the Bears, I would look in certain conferences for certain players because they produce the best. So, it is what it is. So,
right.
Yeah, I know how that go. But, yeah, I know it's almost time for this show to be over with, so I'm going to get up out of here. I got some things to take care of. Like I said, man, make sure y'all tune in for the parlay. We will be filming again when we start our next session, and it's going to be at a club. I will create another flyer, and I want y'all to come out and support us, all that good stuff. And also, man, like I said, tomorrow tune in to the Binge Review Show with Ms. E and the Puffin with the Poetic High with Radio Rail and Genesis. And then me on Friday, so you get a lot of OG radio, man. So definitely tune in for that. I'm going to get...
Hello?
Real, I will holler at you. Do not go to Facebook jail tonight. Whatever you want to say, just say it on the air. I don't think they're going to come get us. They ain't going to come get us. That's what they're going to come get us. Because you know we be cutting up on this bad boy. But for everybody else, I will holler at y'all. Real. I'm serious, man. Don't post nothing. Don't go to Facebook.
I got you.
I'm out of here, man.
All right, have a good one.
Bye. Yeah, you too.
All right, y'all. That was our program director, AK. My last rant of the night. Dear ladies, can y'all please stop coming for brothers, man? Like, I seen a post on Facebook today. The young lady said, all you men think that parenting is hard. Nah, y'all niggas is just bums. Like, man, maybe you should just stop fucking with bum niggas. You know what I'm saying? Because parenting can be hard on a man, right? I know some men who are legit taking care of their kids by themselves without the mother. Whether the mother gave up rights or whether the mother passed away or whether the mother's really just ain't shit. You know what I'm saying? There are men out here who are actual men and take care of their kids. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard. So stop generalizing all niggas in one fucking pot. Stop putting them in one pot talking about what's not hard for them and this, that, and the third, and all niggas ain't shit and blah, blah, blah. No, the niggas that ain't shit is the niggas that you fuck with. Point blank, period. Like, I wish a motherfucker would tell me that I'm trash when I know I take care of all my children. You know what I'm saying? And yeah, they have mothers, but it's still hard on the father because there's so many things that we want to do for our kids, so many things that we want to show them, you know, give them a lot of things that we ain't never had. Like, bro, chill. Fucking chill. I mean, our women be doing the most sometimes. I don't understand. I don't like the back and forth on social media between men and women. Men bash women and women bash men. I don't get it. I don't like it. I don't understand it. There's a lot of these niggas out here who fucking, they're women now. These niggas have picked up purses and Birkin bags while the women went out here and picked up CDLs and licenses and shit and trades and whatnot, doing what men are supposed to do. What is wrong with y'all? What is wrong with this generation? I don't understand. Y'all are killing me. I don't know what life is about to be in the next 5 years. Usually you can say that in like the next 10, 15, but the next 5 is going to be crazy. And for the niggas who don't want to take care of their children, just give up your fucking rights. For the women who don't want to take care of their children, give up your fucking rights. There's other parents in this world who can't have kids or are dying to have kids who are willing to be a parent and give those kids the type of love that you are willing to give. Don't understand it. Oh, by the way, to all the PPP scammers, I just want to let y'all know. Grandpapa Trump is running for president 2024. So remember all the money that we were making in the Trump era? Yes, Trump has announced to run for president in 2024. Was he a horrible person? Yes. Is he a great businessman? Sure. But just remember all the money that we had. Now, I am not a Republican, nor am I advocating to vote for Trump. But I'm just saying, we had a lot of money. But anyway, that is my rant for the day. I might do these a little more often. I might really legit, you know, turn my Tuesday shows, you know, the Let's Talk Tuesday to, you know, Radio Real Rant Tuesday. Or Radio Real Rant Wednesday. You never know. But that's pretty much what I got for y'all. You know, tune in every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday for the whole squad, the team. You know what I'm saying? If you've been tuned in with us, you already know what it is. So look out for my new single next Thursday on Thanksgiving. It's titled Nicole. So Monday I will reveal why I decided to make that track and who was responsible of that dedication. So, man, just keep rocking with us. Shout out to the Parlay for the sponsorship. And I'm out of here, y'all. I'm going to play us out to El Hitler, Chicago's very own, with all your, it's your boy Radio Rail here on OG Radio. Everybody, have a good night.
hell. Oh yeah. Ah. Had a bun like James. Got me a bitch that I'm focused on. These hoes can't entertain. Look up at the size that I became. Now the world think that I changed. Why I name this, oh yeah. And I feel it shouldn't be no arguing. I'm a real nigga, oh yeah. Never put my song on the market. She was irritating, oh yeah. Put her ass clean on the block list. Look real good, oh yeah. 7 days a week, yeah, my palm is hey, bitch, nigga, you a die. And I made sure we situated. Call me L Hiller number 5. In a AM eating pancakes with a bowl of grits on the side. I'ma leave me alone, good time the nigga. Buying your tongue, do you? Hey, do you know how to eat without dropping a crumb, do you? Hey, why you have to change? I ain't did nothing to you. No, no, I was the one that told his life. I was the one denying his fight. I was the one stop praying to Christ. Then after that, stop looking for Christ. I was the one that put up a fight. Posted on trouble, said he's screaming life. I was the one not being polite. I was the one, hey. My society full of gun smoke. My mom said he was fungo. I think I got it from my uncle. Oh, I was the one being a hardhead, groovy little hardhead. Ain't got a dad, but I'm still a Harley.
Get around.